Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Stream Globe Devotional is titled Actualizing Your New Nature. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I have just read from the King James Version. If a newborn baby was lost in the woods and somehow adopted by a band of gorillas, and is successfully raised to maturity by them, even though that child is a human, he will not be able to speak, read, write, or understand human language. He would most likely be jumping on his hands and feet like gorillas do, eating what they eat, and making noises like them to communicate, while being unable to comprehend human language. Even though that person is a human, he would live and die like a gorilla if he is never exposed to other humans. We are all like the gorillas, but the new birth in Christ gave us new life so that we now have the nature of God and are no more to be behaving like mere mortals. If we refuse to separate ourselves from the world, but continue to think and behave like them, we will not grow into our potential as sons of God. If such a man raised among the gorillas discovers that he is not one of them, and has the privilege to be exposed to civilized man, he would have to leave the band of gorillas and join himself to human civilization, be educated by civilized men, etc. In no time, he will be able to speak like a man and actualize his potential as a human. That cannot be said of the gorillas. No matter how much they try, they would not be able to speak, read, write, and do the things that humans do. Because of your new birth in Christ Jesus, your nature has changed from the limiting sinful nature to the divine nature of God. While separating yourself from the world and fellowshipping with God's word will make you walk in the nature of God. That cannot be said of unbelievers. No matter how much they try, they cannot help but be sinful at heart. Go into today thanking the Lord for paying the price for you to receive the superior divine nature. Ask the Lord to help you separate from the world and walk in the divine nature. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading for today shall be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 to chapter 10. The audio comes up next.
So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands, but no one knows whether love or hate awaits them. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good, so with the sinful. As it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of people, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even their name is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Go, eat your food with gladness, and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for God has already approved what you do. Always be clothed in white, and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life, and in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happens to them all. Moreover, no one knows when their hour will come. As fish are caught in a cruel net, or birds are taken in a snare, so people are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them.
I also saw under the sun this example of wisdom that greatly impressed me. There was once a small city with only a few people in it, and a powerful king came against it, surrounded it, and built huge siege works against it. Now there lived in that city a man poor but wise, and he saved the city by his wisdom. But nobody remembered that poor man. So I said, wisdom is better than strength. But the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are no longer heeded. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroys much good. As dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Even as fools walk along the road, they lack sense and show everyone how stupid they are. If a ruler's anger rises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great offenses to rest.
There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot like slaves. Whoever digs a pit may fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall may be bitten by a snake. Whoever quarries stones may be injured by them. Whoever splits logs may be endangered by them. If the axe is dull and its edge unsharpened, more strength is needed, but skill will bring success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, the charmer receives no fee. Words from the mouth of the wise are gracious, but fools are consumed by their own lips. At the beginning, their words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness, and fools multiply words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell them what will happen after them? The toil of fools wearies them. They do not know the way to town. Woe to the land whose king was a servant, and whose princes feast in the morning. Blessed is the land whose king is of noble birth, and whose princes eat at a proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Through laziness, the rafters sag. Because of idle hands, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, wine makes life merry, and money is the answer for everything. Do not revile the king even in your thoughts, or curse the rich in your bedroom. Because a bird in the sky may carry your words, and a bird on the wing may report what you say.
Stream Globe World Outreach has produced a 365-day printed book. And this devotional is very good for young people. It's good for teenagers, and it's good for people of all ages, really. If you want to order your copy, you can do so right now. You can place your order by calling +234 8113 416 +234 or +234 8114 467 9689. To learn more about this ministry, or to read our devotionals online, or listen to our sermons and other resources online, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org or www.devotional.ng.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 8034420524 or +234 90555 65838.